very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call on Sonat Daily number 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, you mob. We're going to jump straight in and talk to beautiful brother Jack Wilkie Jans, Marketing Communications Managing Officer for KIAF, Cairns Digital Art Fair. Done and dusted for year 2022, but full on for future events, of course. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Uncle. Yeah, I'm good. Trying to catch up on some work and some rest, you know?
Exactly. And the show must go on. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, brother.
So my name's Jack. I live in Cairns at the moment, but I come from Western Cape, of Cape York Peninsula, from Marpoon, Tepetiki, Chungunji, and of course, traditionally from down in the Gulf. Wangi, just like you.
Yes.
So, yeah, and then calling beautiful Gimoi home these days.
Exactly, my brother. Listen, congratulations. Another fantastic event, KIAF, after 2 years on the digital platform. Face-to-face, artists were out, business entrepreneurs were out and about. Tell us your thoughts, how it all went, and being at the convention centre away from the Cruiselon Internal for so many years, brother.
Well, look, thank you. Yeah, it was a big success. You know, it's as though we never went away, I guess. Mm. After 2 years, it was we still returned to our record 55,000 visitation. We've clocked over $500,000, we're still counting in art sales. We are looking as though we'll, and I shouldn't say this too early because we are still counting, but it is looking like we've returned to our normal rates for sales, which means economic return directly to the First Nations artists, which is great. And yeah, you were saying that we had all entrepreneurs as well. The marketplace at KIAF on the other side of the building was just absolutely phenomenal. So many people there. Of course, the art fair artworks were incredible. We have just moved across the road, essentially, from the cruise liner terminal, so we're at the convention centre. We had to do that because we had so many artists who wanted to be involved in KIAF that we just needed more space.
Yes.
We felt it went really well. Of course, the team at the convention centre were really great. They're still doing renovations, so next year we'll have even more sort of areas, hopefully a little bit of an outdoor area, and that little tail end of, I think it's Grafton Street that runs alongside the building. We're hoping we might be able to turn that into a food van type thing.
Okay, yeah, for our First Nation cooks out there, so to speak, and we couldn't have that at the convention centre this year, couldn't we?
We didn't this year, no, and part of that reason was because we just didn't have access to just that little bit of grounds, you know, council grounds directly around the building due to that construction and that tail end of Grafton Street with demountables, I guess, for the offices for that, to you know, running that renovation. But yeah, look, you know, food is part of culture, and we were really keen to have that back. Obviously, we did have Black Pearl, who were part of KIAF, and they were doing all the catering down at the Tanks Art Centre and the events there, which was great. So we're happy to be to have had them involved, and so that was great.
Good. And let's talk about the beautiful lady. We're talking about sisters moving on. My mind gone blank here, my brother.
I think I know exactly where you're going because
Cousin.
Janina Harding.
Thank you. Creative director. After 8 years, I'm moving on. Well, going back to Melbourne where she was doing work.
She was doing excellent work down there, and I think what she's what not only has she taught us a great deal up here, and you know, really helped out the art, the Indigenous arts, especially, and our artists. But I think she's learned a little. She said in her KIAF conversation with Lydia Miller that Melbourne's got work to do. So I think I think she's come up here with what she knew, and now she's going back down there with what she's learned up here, and she's going to put Melbourne to work and get them to pull their bootstraps up. And, of course, creative cultural bosses and creative leaders like Janina, their work's never done, and they've got to go to where they're needed. And it's a happy sad for KIAF.
Yeah, but she's left big shoes to fill.
For such a long time.
Exactly.
to be moving on. You know, it'll be an adjustment period, but we are very grateful to her, and we wish her well. And I think she'll be involved in Kyivs in future years, obviously, just
of
not
course.
That same
space
capacity.
Yeah, exactly. So applications are open now for that position, or how's that working?
No, applications have closed. So
okay.
The board at the moment are having to look through.
Yes.
We don't know when and we don't know how, because, you know, it's not like a normal job or a normal organisation where you just appoint a CEO. There's so much involved. Having seen Janina work behind the scenes for the first time in the last 2 years has been a real eye-opener to what it takes. And, of course, that cultural competency is absolutely crucial.
Yes.
And but we are looking forward to a new AD, don't get me wrong, and just seeing whoever that may be and what they might bring to the table, and it'll be good. So, you know, Kyivs just keeps evolving. I think that's one of the key things to it.
Exactly. Fantastic. And your role, are you hanging around? You going anywhere, Jack?
I'm actually at home at the moment, so all our staff have had a... Not all of our staff, the staff who do the heavy lifting and the bumping. So big shout out to Javen Bowen and the boys down at the shed. And of course, India Collins and Tio Ropian. Those are like the exhibitions people and the events people. So they're packing boxes and carrying walls and all of that. Whereas the rest of us have had a chance to work from home, but we are all working. We're doing, putting together the post event reports, doing the invoices. So everyone is really busy, but. We're chilling out. I'm actually off to England in next month, in August.
Okay.
For
work or leisure?
For leisure, to see my family, but I am taking the work laptop.
Yeah, beautiful. There you go. Always working, my brother. Now, in regards to paint the picture, partner Pud, but explain how it works in regard to art pieces that were sold. How does that all come about now and shipping that material off to the new owner, so to speak, and also talk about the transaction of funds to the artists?
Yeah, so that's the crux of the work that we do. There's so, you know, it's a national event. It's I think it's definitely hundreds of artworks that need to be catalogued and photographed and receipted before they even get to the art fair, and then they've got to be hung, and then the rigging and the lighting. And now India and Tio, who do the exhibitions, they're at this stage, along with the great support from the art sales team, they go through and they're processing the payments and the invoices. The artists should expect, you know, some return within either the next week or fortnight, I want to say. Don't hold me to that.
That's very, very fast.
And it has to happen fast.
Yes.
Because a lot of the people that are here and have come through Kyivs and bought things, some, of course, make arrangements to have it shipped or freighted back to where they live, but most of them say, hey, I've got to go in a caravan around the Cape next week, can I have that? And they either take it with them or they pick it up
on the return, yeah, sure. And the cost of the art piece, that also includes the shipping or the delivery of the art piece to the owner, is that right?
Not necessarily. In fact, most of the time with artworks, that's not usually included, nor is if it's a framed or an unframed piece of work, if it's a painting. Usually the only thing that's ever written into a price that you see on a wall at other events is a commission to either the gallery or to the dealer or whoever represents the artist. So, freighting and everything else, but, you know, you've got to cover that yourself, which is why it's such a great... Mm. You know, it is an added expense, there's no doubt about it, but it just goes to show how...
Yes.
keen these buyers are to have that work and do what it takes to get it. So
we're talking about expense, but actually it's an investment, isn't it?
It is an investment, but one thing buyers should know is that, yes, it's an investment, but you do have a responsibility to lodge your, it's called the provenance.
Okay.
So if I buy a really great piece of work from Trendy Trev today, it's worth $1 million next year, and I sell it on to another collector, you actually have to lodge that sale over a certain amount.
So the artist still gets a commission from that?
The artist, we have a new royalty scheme in Australia with the artist.
Oh, royalty, yes.
I get that. So if you're a visual artist out there, please, I don't know how to do it, but I reckon if you go to the Indigenous Art Code website. They will tell you how to register you as an artist and your works.
So there's protection there for authentic art, and the artists are being looked after in the business financial sense. Yes,
absolutely. So gone are the days where you could be a millionaire and go, "Oh my God, I'm about to get fined for all my misdealings. I'm going to spend my millions of dollars on art, put it in storage, and then afterwards I'm going to go overseas and sell it to make my cash back." You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, beautiful. It's a protected space, isn't it?
Now.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yep, we're making sure of it.
Yeah, exactly. And look, a lot of our artists are, well, not that way inclined regarding the education of the legality side of things. They're just doing their artwork, but that's why we have support a place like Kaya, for example, in connections to the legality and lawyers and what have you to protect our First Nation people in business.
And it wasn't something that I was aware of up until only really this year.
Yeah.
Even though I work in the space and I am an artist, it's anything over $1,000, a piece of work worth over $1,000, you can register for this. And then that means whoever's bought it, if they sell it overseas or to a recognised institution or collector, you know, you get a royalty from that resale.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful, fantastic. As you should, exactly. So that's exciting. When you look at a platform like CIAF, Kansas Art Fair, and across the nation we have plenty of art fairs, exhibitions, it empowers our younger brothers and sisters to probably step in the space, bring their creative entrepreneurship to the table and get in business and use your culture as the vehicle.
Exactly. And, you know, there used to be this, the artists that are too cool for school, and everyone would, "You've sold out," they'd attack you, "You've sold out, you've gone commercial." Well, commercial isn't a dirty word.
No.
And it's certainly not been a dirty word for the decades of white fellas out there who've been commercialized.
Exactly. Raping, pillaging our art,
exactly.
Our culture.
It's time for us to be able to make a return, you know. We didn't just exist before white fellas came. We didn't just exist. We made a living off the land. We had a way to barter. So the idea that our existence contributed nothing, cost nothing, is not true. So it's not commercialization of culture. It's economic development, and it's letting artists and, as you say, young people out there know that you can have a recognized career promoting your culture and not doing any other... Nothing that makes you feel bad.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to, you know, you sometimes you don't even have to leave your community if you're lucky enough to have an art centre.
Exactly.
So, yeah, culture is work.
And culture is work, exactly. And then you look at the likes of, you know, Uncle in With Us in Spirit, Namajira, you know, set the paveway for us, you know what I mean? And our culture is an entity, but also the Dreamtime story, the stories that behind the arts, you know, whether it be totems or story of the tribal people from that particular artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's worth billions of dollars. Of course it is.
Exactly. And you know what's sad is Uncle there, he died poor.
Yeah, true,
but
too.
The people who bought his artworks and the people who were dealing his artworks.
Exactly, back in the day, exactly.
Unfortunately, his legacy of art and, you know, the legacy of the people who failed him has, you know, I hate to say it, but it's a necessary learning because now we know better now.
We know better now, exactly. Jack, thank you for the yarn and congratulations once again. CIAF, very successful 2022 from the cruise liner terminal over to the convention centre. Bigger than Ben-Hur and looking forward to one next year. A big shout out to Daryl Harris, the manager there, and all the team at CIAF, and also thank you very much to the convention, Cairns Convention staff as well, the team there, brother.
Yep, and thank you to you and Bumma Bipra because you guys were there every day. You guys were supporting us, and and we even you guys were entertainment too because we put your the
music up. That's right, exactly. Now it's a nice little partnership we got, and forever and a day, my brother. You take care, and all the best to you, eh?
I will. See you later. Thanks, Uncle.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Jack Wilkie-Jans, Marketing and Communications Manager, CIAF, Kansas Digital Art Fair. And to all our beautiful people across this nation, all the art fairs that you do, yes, it is a fantastic financial vehicle. When we're talking about art for our people, you know, it's a bridge builder, it's an educator, and it also puts our people in an entrepreneurial seat, so to speak, and driving their business forward. And Jack mentioned a good thing, do not be shame about that. We say, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business man. That's what we're talking about, entrepreneurs. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mother told me, now you take care of your brother, sister. Mother told me, stay in the boundary, 'cause dark and cold and not an easy road home. Dangerous scrub when all the trees are overgrown.
Mamu
Yamo told me, now you take care of your yabatida. And cold and not an easy road home. Dangerous scrub and all the trees are overgrown. Now rules are meant to be broken, isn't that what they say? Stepping out a little short and hurt nobody. Bring your feet over the border, test the water. Stepping out a little short and hurt nobody. Bring your feet over test the water. We're home, we're home. Firefly has got the light. We're home, we're home. Firefly has the light to see. We're home, we're home. Firefly has got the light. We're home, we're home. Firefly has the light to see. Lessons about to begin. Gale Bay on out of sight, clouds cover the night. Wind changes its direction, no yearn for months of fiction. It's getting lonely and cold. Where are we to go? Reflecting back on my grandfather's yarns, I remember what he told. It's getting lonely and cold. Where are we to go? Reflecting back on my grandfather's yarns, I remember what he told. We're home, we're home.
We're home.
Firefly has got the light. We're home, we're home.
We're home.
Firefly has the light to see. Yabatida, Nyamo told me, stay in the boundary, 'cause it's dark and cold and not an easy road home.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program, Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
No rhythm, no rhyme, no purpose of time. Really thinking they have it all. From the essence of speed and a must to succeed, life's just having a ball. Fast traveling cars and yesterday's scars, it's all part of the scene. With passion and flair, then never despair, just thinking it's only a dream. Dreams do come true, but it's all up to you. If they don't, where do you go? Then the haze in your mind, as you're searching in time, when living was easy to do. It all catches up on your way down. Better stop now if you can. But there's more pills to pop. Shooting up never stops. And they're growing a new brand of weed.
turn around, walk away. So many will stay. Just think if you wasted away. The pain may stop for you, but for those you leave, the dream it starts all over again. Dreams do come true, but it's all up to you. If they don't, where do you go? Then the haze in your mind, as you're searching in time, when living was easy to do. All up to you. If they don't, where do you go? Then the haze in your mind, as you're searching in time, when living was easy to do. It all catches up on your way down. Better stop now if you can. But there's more pills to pop. Shooting up never stops, and they're growing in you brightly. Turn around, walk away, so many will stay. Just think if you wasted away. The pain may stop for you, but for those you leave, the dream it starts all over again.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And very happy NAIDOC to you all. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Annie Rhonda Collard-Spratt and talk about her new book she's written, a third book, Bobtail's Friend, on the line. Annie Rhonda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you and everybody listening?
Thank you, darling. I'm well. And look, happy NAIDOC. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Auntie.
Yeah, well, I was born in Carnarvon. So even though that's not my traditional grounds, it's still my childhood country and my spirit country.
Yes.
And my heart country.
Mm.
But I identify as Yamaji.
Yamaji.
Of the Wadjuri Nations, desert people. And also, I'm connected to two Yamaji mobs, the Lunda people at the mouth of the Murchison River.
Beautiful.
On saltwater desert.
Beautiful.
And then I'm Noongar as well from the southwest.
Mm.
So that's how I strongly identify.
Too deadly, Auntie. And author, third book, Bobtail's Friend. So tell us about this book, a children's book, and tell us about, well, it's effects of bullying and working towards reconciliation. So tell us the story there, Auntie.
Well, I was inspired by my grannies, my two granddaughters being bullied at school, being Aboriginal.
Yes.
And it really is hard. It still is a spirit and soul, you know. So I said to Jackie, our next dreaming story has to be around bullying.
Mm.
So we used the bobtail because the bobtail gets bullied. I think in every other state it's called the blue tongue, but in WA it's the bobtail. And because her tongue is blue, she gets bullied.
Mm.
All the other bush animals have pink tongues and
yeah.
She gets made fun of and by the beautiful, pretty butterflies who are beautiful on the outside, but inside their hearts and spirit.
So blue tongue, everyone had pink tongues, and so there it is, colour making a difference and a target, you could say.
Of course. So it's teaching our kids that to be inclusive.
Yes.
Remember that your words can hurt somebody for a lifetime, but it's also for everybody.
Exactly.
You're a child, a teenager, a youth, whether you're an old age person or an elder, the story is across the board for all cultures.
Yes.
To be accepting and inclusive to people, you know, and to stand up against bullying if you see somebody's being bullied, to support that person.
Exactly. And a big shout-out to your co-author there, our non-Indigenous sister, Jackie Furrow. She was a part of the journey, was she not?
Hello, yes. I've been privileged enough to walk alongside Auntie Rhonda as we create these beautiful stories.
Lovely. So, Jackie, how did you first come across Auntie Rhonda?
Oh, we met at a community centre at Ipswich. I was working as a community worker there, running an Aboriginal arts project, and we employed some Aboriginal elders as mentors, and Auntie Rhonda was a participant.
Yes.
And she came into the office one day and told me about the time when she first met her mother.
Mm.
She was 12 years old and she only met her mother Alice for 5 minutes.
Sad.
And it was really moving.
Yes.
And the other Aboriginal elder there turned around and said, oh, someone should write this down. Jackie, you should write it.
Yeah, there you go. It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, and
exactly.
Because of Auntie Rhonda, I became a writer.
Yeah, thank you.
That's how it all started. So now, 10 years later, we're still writing.
Oh, that's beautiful. And this is the third book, is that right, Jackie?
So we wrote our Auntie Rhonda's life story first,
okay.
And then in 2020... Because Auntie Rhonda was so high risk, being Aboriginal and an elder, she was isolated in the pandemic. And
yes.
So we decided to write some children's dreaming stories.
Good.
And the first dreaming story, Grandfather Emu and How the Kangaroo Got Her Pouch, came out last year.
Okay.
And so this NAIDOC week, we have book two in that children's book series, Bobtail's Friends.
Oh, beautiful.
Week.
Yes.
I'll pass you back to Auntie.
Thank you. Thank you, Jackie.
Dragonfly girl means change.
Yeah, too deadly. And look, it was meant to be. It was meant to be that you and Jackie met, and here you are now, co-authors, business partners, and sisters for life.
Yes, that's so true, you know. And she's taken me into the white space, which I...
And you're taking her in the black space.
The white black fella's face.
That's too beautiful.
And she's come into my black world.
Yeah, well, that's lovely.
It's enriched our lives, you know.
Yes, well, these books have become a bridge.
Yes, we can experience new things by walking in different people's worlds.
Exactly. So, Bobtail's Friend, your children's book there, Effects of Bullying and Working Towards Reconciliation, that's in the bookstores now. Where do we find it?
Yes, and you can go to our website, spiritofthedreaming.com, and we will...
Spiritofthedreaming.com, yes?
Yes.
Lovely. And they can purchase it from there. Yeah, fantastic.
And we also have an audio book that I'm telling the story. We've got sound effects, and I'm reading the lingo at the back of glossary.
Yes.
And say the words properly, because growing up, we weren't allowed to speak our language. We
exactly.
were melted and had our mouth scrubbed.
Exactly.
We were told it was rubbish, so it's an honour to be able to bring this language.
Yep.
And put it in a modern form in a book, because a child likes to tell stories in the sand with a stick.
No, it's been so beautiful. Yeah, that's right. Now it's a fantastic business opportunity, sharing our culture and our stories, you know, and we're getting in trouble. Yeah, our elders were getting in trouble for speaking it and talking it, and here we are now writing it and making movies out of it. Exactly. Darling, a good yarn, and I thank you very much for sharing, honey, Rhonda. All the best to you and Sister Jackie.
Can I just add, we have a song in it too, because I'm a singer-songwriter. Every book will have a song in it.
Oh, beautiful. A song that goes with the book. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur, businesswoman you are. To Delik, big shout out there, and happy NAIDOC.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best to all our deadly mob out there. Stay strong and stay black.
Yeah, to Delik. Thank you, honey. Love you. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. That's Annie Rhonda Collard-Spratt, author, and yarning with her co-author there. That's Jackie Furrow. And non-Indigenous sister there, Jackie. And they were meant to be in regard to how they met at a community hall. And Annie Rhonda telling her story. And they said, you should write a book about it. Jackie, there you go. Write her book. And there it is. It was meant to be. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. Too deadly. Yarning Up Strong here. And don't forget that deadly theme. Get up, stand up, show up. Woo!
Mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Beautiful track there. Let's take your time with Uncle Archie Roach here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country at BB and Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, your mob too deadly. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Uncle Roger Jarrett, and he's a board member of KBHAC, and that is the Kinchilla Boys Home Aboriginal Corporation, and talk about the film We Were Just Little Boys in Kinchilla Boys Home. Survivors share stories of resilience in new film. On the line, Uncle Roger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, Uncle Rod. Roger, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Uncle.
My name's Roger Jarrett, number 12, Kinchilla Boy. I'm from the Goombang Year mob down the north coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, beautiful footprint. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we have a film that's out. We were just little boys. And I'm thinking, well, looking at your statement here, the more we talk, the stronger we get. And it's only through talking that our pain will end with us, and our children and grandchildren will not be filled with hate. Look, it's a very a sensitive time into what happened and how you were treated. And the stories, the truth need to be told, and you're using film to do that, Uncle Roger.
It's definitely right, yes. Yep, definitely. We're getting out, telling the kids the truth, what happened to us, you know what I mean. But as you said, it was very traumatising, but, you know, like we're getting on top of it now because we're adults and we've realised different things as you grow up. So,
Exactly. And the so-called boys' home, does that building still stand? Or where are we at with that, Uncle Roger?
Well, it's a boys'. I wouldn't call it a home.
Yes.
Dormitories. A hell of a place. Still standing. Yes, it's still standing, and we're trying to get it back. It was handed back to the Land Council of the Dungaddy people of Kempsey. And we're still trying to get it back to go in there and you know, do some stuff with the boys. I'm a resilient floor layer.
Yes.
I want to teach young blokes how to do vinyl and everything like that. So, yeah.
So you want to use it as a space to do culture, tell stories, and empower your young brothers
young
and
mob,
sisters.
Yeah,
young mob.
Yeah, definitely for sure.
So we build on, we build a beautiful future on the foundation of pain, you could say.
That's exactly right. That's exactly why I want to go back in there and, you know, I mean, completely ease our pain of what we've been through in there.
Mm.
If we get it back and we own it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Do what you want with it, yes.
Yes, definitely.
And wash away the evilness, you could say.
That's exactly right. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Yep. Let's talk about the film, Uncle. So the film is out and about now, yep?
Yep, it is, yes.
And were you part of the storytelling in that film?
In the film, yes.
Yep.
Yep, definitely.
So tell us how that all came about, Uncle, and was a KBHAC was a part of organising this film? Do you want to make a film, or did someone, a producer, contact you? Or paint that picture, please, Uncle.
No, we talked about, you know, letting the people know of the truth what happened to us.
Yes.
So, you know, we put it up, and they run from there on, and suggested this and that and that, and we went with what they suggested, and you know, got the film part going. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, we've got the co-producer of the film, Dr. Tiffany McComsey, it's got written here.
That's correct, yes.
So Dr. Tiffany was a part of the, to producing of the film and telling the true story as it stands, yes?
That's exactly right. She's our CEO.
Okay, beautiful.
You know what I mean? We tell her what we want done because I'm on the board, so we just direct her to... do stuff, and she's really good at what she does.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right, and so it's a finished product now. The film's out and about, and is it a documentary or is it a storyteller? Is there acting involved? Paint that picture, please.
No, not too much. It's like what they call it,
buddy,
animation.
Okay, animation. All right.
Yeah, because, you know, like, I'm 75.
Yes.
And this was on put on when we were little kids. We're still boys, brothers, you know what I mean, within our age group. But as I said, I'm 75, and the other boys' ages, out of 600 brothers that went in, there's only 62 of us left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, are you all in touch? Are they all from the Kempsey area, Uncle? Or?
No, from all over Australia.
All over Australia.
About a white policy, as you know, to take Aboriginal kids away and turn them into white.
Yes.
That's what they try to do to us.
Yes, Uncle. I'm feeling your pain there. I'm feeling your pain there. Uncle, are we in touch? Are we in touch with the other uncles?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, we are in touch.
Are they forthcoming for the yarns?
Sorry?
Are they forthcoming in regard to yarns and how they were treated?
Oh, some of them are.
Yep.
Some of them can get out and talk. And others, you know what I mean, just can't talk. But
sure.
That they've been through, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
A state of, I don't know, nervousness or whatever is that called. Yep, yep.
Uncle, do we know how people can see the film? Is it through NITV or how do we see it? Is it on YouTube or Netflix?
It's going to be put on YouTube, yes.
Okay, rightio.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing. And like I said, a very emotional time. And but like Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, and the history needs to be told. And the Kinchilla boys' home is no different. It needs to be told. We were just little boys.
Yeah. As I said, you know what I mean? Aboriginal history is Australian history.
Yes.
And it's just got to be put out there, and simple as that, because a lot of white people, because of the government thing, they didn't want them to know, so they didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and so now they're starting to become to know what's going on.
Mm.
And a lot of them are fairly appalled of what happened.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because, and I think they feel a little bit ashamed because, you know, they're kept in the dark type of thing through government policies.
Yes.
So now we're starting to get out there. And we also, there's a World Heritage listing we'll put in.
Yes.
And we're in that now, and they're trying to help us get Kinchilla back. Because it's heritage listed, Kinchilla.
Yes.
we just want to go back and teach the young ones, you know what I mean, a bit of culture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Give well, something positive. Yeah.
And this film is a powerful tool to do that, to tell the truth, and the story is there. Uncle Roger, thank you very much for sharing. Listen, all the best to you. You stay strong, stay black, stay deadly, and we'll be in touch, eh?
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, Uncle. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. That's Uncle Roger Jarrett. He's a board member of KBHAC, and that's the Conchilla Boys Home Original Aboriginal Corporation, KBHAC, and among Australia's most notorious stolen generations institutions, Conchilla Boys Home, KBH, saw an estimated 400 to 600 Aboriginal children exposed to routine acts and of cultural genocide between 1924 to 1970. And some of them uncles are still with us and look very sad, but the truth be told, and using the medium as the film as the medium to deliver that story. So keep your eyes and ears open. We Were Just Little Boys is the name of that film. And that also amplifies this year's NAIDOC's theme, Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, come to time with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry sign off here. For the local mob here in Cairns, we've got the Cairns show happening as of tomorrow, Wednesday right through to Friday. Friday being a public holiday, but there's a media statement, be COVID-19 safe during the show. Far North Queensland have been urged to be vigilant against COVID-19 as cases start to climb during the region's peak tourist season. With the Cairns show starting tomorrow, the Cairns and Hinterland Hospital and Health Service is reminding showgoers to be COVID safe, especially those over the age of 65 who are most at risk from serious illness as a result of COVID-19 infections. CHHS Acting Chief Executive Dr. Jeremy Walwood said reported COVID-19 cases had almost doubled in the past 2 weeks. And, Kevin, this is quite a concern because we are currently in our peak tourist season up here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, with potential for the virus to spread rapidly and widely with large seasonal numbers of visitors in our region, particularly at large gatherings such as agriculture shows, festivals, concerts and markets. He said the health service was managing the current rise, COVID-19 cases, due to the ongoing hard work of staff and the commitment of community members in getting vaccinated against the virus. We've had 1,202 COVID-19 cases reported in our region in the past 6 days. As of Monday, we have 19 people being treated in our hospitals and 49 being treated via our virtual ward, he says. Our biggest concern is our health service being overwhelmed with COVID positive patients, and particularly at our busiest time of the year. So this year we are not only welcoming significant numbers of travellers from other parts of Australia, but for the first time in nearly 2 years, international visitors as well. So we need to abide by the rules. Look, if you're out and about, probably a good idea to wear a mask. It's not mandatory at this point in time, but just be COVID safe. Keep in mind the 1.5 metres away from each other. Also, if you're feeling flu-type systems, then go and get tested. That's what it's all about. And we are in this together. So with that, Trendy Trev, going to sign off your mob. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be yarning tomorrow with National Talkback, 1-800-422-416. 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, your mob, too deadly. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.